Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 19th, 2016. I'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalyelye. Here are our top stories this evening. The High Court grants MDCT the right to stage a street protest after police banned the proposed march.
The judge granted the order as per our request that the march should go ahead on the 28th of May and the police should not interfere or disrupt or disturb the march.
And some Zimbabweans urge the central bank to encourage the use of plastic money to ease cash shortages.
I think the private sector must also try to come in and help through introducing plastic money, whereby you use facilities like Visa cards.
And a little bit of good news, 6 Zimbabwean women who were abused in Kuwait have arrived back in Zimbabwe. The High Court in Bulawayo today granted an application filed by the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, to declare as null and void a police order barring the party from staging a demonstration scheduled for end of this month. Our reporter Taurai Shava attended the court case and filed this report.
The party on Tuesday made an urgent application to the High Court seeking an order to declare as illegal the police's refusal to sanction a demonstration which the party intends to hold in Zimbabwe's second biggest city at the end of this month. Attorney Kolwani Ngwenya, representing the MDCT, said the High Court had agreed with his client that under the country's statutes, the police have no right to bar anyone from staging a demonstration.
The judge granted the order as per our request that the march should go ahead on the 28th of May and the police should not interfere or disrupt or disturb the march, because the judge is agreeing with us that such conduct by the police is unreasonable and an infringement on the people's rights to freely demonstrate and petition peacefully.
Police were not available for comment. MDCT Provincial Vice Spokesperson Felix Mafa commended the High Court for the decision and castigated the police for what he said was their failure to understand the country's laws.
Police should take a warning shot that they are wasting taxpayers' monies to always go and lose cases at the High Court.
Mafa said he expects MDCT supporters to come out in their thousands to express their displeasure over the current harsh economic situation in the country, adding that the party will ensure that the demonstration would be peaceful.
We are so excited that our members and the peaceful civic society and other friendly political parties are going to join our demonstration, which is going to be peaceful.
Last month, the MDCT held a peaceful demonstration in Harare, which drew thousands of its supporters and top party officials, including party leader Morgan Tsvangirai. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
In a related development, Tsvangirai, who traveled to South Africa early this week after he fell ill in Zimbabwe, is said to have undergone a successful medical procedure yesterday in that country. In a statement, the party, which did not disclose Tsvangirai's ailment, said it is happy that he is recovering well. The MDCT urged Zimbabweans to give him the necessary space and privacy as he recovers from the medical procedure. The MDCT has in the past criticized President Mugabe for seeking medical care in the Far East, saying he should always get help from local doctors and physicians. Hospitals in Zimbabwe are facing critical shortages of manpower and drugs. Still in South Africa, members of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's party, the Zimbabwe People First, have requested the Vice Chancellor of the University of Fort Hare, Dr. Mvuyo Tom, to withdraw an invitation extended to President Mugabe, who is expected to attend the university's 100th anniversary. Mr. Mugabe, who is a former student at Fort Hare, is set to attend the event tomorrow. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from Fort Hare University authorities and presidential spokesperson George Charamba. A personal taste for unique designs has inspired him to open his own clothing business. Now, Velile Dube, a Washington Mandela Fellow, is hoping that this fellowship will empower him towards the realization of his goal. Dube is among 60 Zimbabwean young people headed for the United States to take up business and leadership studies at various institutions of learning. He tells Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo that he is humbled to be one of the few that was chosen.
It is a very big achievement. I am still humbled and I'm coming to terms with it. To say I'm actually going on this thing, I intend to make the most of it.
You are passionate about entrepreneurship. What business exactly are you targeting?
I intend to get into custom-made men's clothing, tailor-made designer men's clothing. The idea came about as a result of failure for me to get the exact cut and fit of clothes that I would want when I get into shops. And as such, eventually, I would go and buy material and go to a tailor. So when I started making these suits, I got a lot of inquiries from fellow churchmates and colleagues and people that I bumped into saying, where did you buy your suit? I want a suit like that. Where did you buy your longs? I want longs like that. And eventually, I saw an opportunity, which is the reason why I want to get into this venture of men's custom-made clothing.
So after the Mandela Washington Fellowship, what next for you?
What next for me? I will come back and hopefully impact what I've learned on the fellowship on my local business scale from my personal perspective and also onto my region within Bulawayo and subsequently Matabeleland. It's not going to be an overnight thing, that much I know. But the little knowledge or the big amount of knowledge that I'll learn, I want to come and cascade it down to my industry this size because I'm very passionate about industry. That's why I'm at the Chamber of Commerce.
Many companies across Zimbabwe and Bulawayo in particular have shut down because of the ongoing economic challenges. How do you think you'll manage?
I think I'll manage because I'm right at the heart or the forefront of these companies shutting down. I see them shut down every day. Some of them, their demise could have been avoided. Some of them were trying to advise to say, no, maybe try and take this shift and try this, try that. So I think I'm in a slightly more informed position.
2016 Mandela Washington Fellow Velile Dube on the line with Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo from Bulawayo. Six women and girls arrived in Harare today from Kuwait and are now in the hands of Zimbabwean authorities before being handed over to their families tomorrow. One of the young ladies, who only wants to be known as Nancy Moyo, said she is looking forward to meeting her family and is grateful for the assistance provided by the Young Women Christian Association that bought their tickets. Some of the women who were promised lucrative jobs before they left Zimbabwe were allegedly abused by their employers. Some were allegedly forced to do menial jobs and others to engage in commercial sex. Moyo tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganya Huye more about her predicament and the other returnees.
We were six who left from Kuwait. I'm very happy and I'm very thankful for the Voice of America Registration for helping us and for broadcasting for everybody to be aware of our situation. And Mama Nyarazo for buying us for tickets, and Mr. Ngwenya and Mrs. Ngwenya for all the logistical years been doing in Kuwait, trying to help us here. And Zimbabwe delegations have been helping. We were behind the scenes to make us arrive safely. And those who came to pick us at the airport, we are very thankful of them. If it wasn't for them, I don't think we could have made it through. But they've been there, no sleeping, and doing it all wholeheartedly to make us back home. They were very thankful of those people. I'm very happy on behalf of all my friends who have come back home.
Tell us a little bit, what are you hoping to do now that you're back in Zimbabwe? Because many will ask, whatever made you go to Kuwait still exists. What are you going to do differently?
Oh, I'm hoping to go back to school and be a dental assistant or start a business, catering business, making and doing catering for weddings or parties and anything else or corporations. I'm also advising those who want to go abroad. If you are promised a job abroad, you have to first contact the embassies or relevant authorities to ask for more information. They can help you with all the information you want. Contact them, you tell them about the job. They will tell you if it is right for you to travel or not. If they say no, don't force things and go. Because like us, we forced things and went. But when we arrived, you find that it was differently from what we were hoping to achieve. So listen to those people who are in authority. That's why they are embassy.
When do you get to meet your parents and your family?
We'll get to meet our parents tomorrow. I'm just looking forward. I'm just going to hold my head high and not let them take me down or whatever. It's a learning process. If I was just to be told by somebody else, I would not even believe that these things happen. Like, but now I can stand as an ambassador to tell other people that when this thing, if you're promised such a thing, don't believe in it. But before you do it, check.
That was a woman who has just returned from Kuwait with five others and only wanted to be identified as Nancy Moyo. And she was speaking there with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye. In total, more than 200 Zimbabwean women and girls have reportedly been trafficked to the Middle East by some employment agencies.